6BR Summer Breakfast Finance Report.
Sarah Wells, good morning to you. The American market rebounded overnight.
Certainly did, Mark. US share markets rebounded on Tuesday as investor confidence rose off the back of the Fed Chair's testimony to Congress, with one analyst saying that Wall Street now has a better understanding on how the Fed will normalise US monetary policy, leaving some investors believing they've got the all clear to buy the dip. Shares of mega cap growth companies such as Apple and Amazon led the gains. Genomic sequencing company Illumina shares rallied 17% after it issued an upbeat revenue forecast. But Moderna, they fell 5.3% after the World Health Organization said more research was needed on vaccine efficacy against the Omicron variant. At the close of trade, the Dow index rose by 183 points or 0.5% after being down 299 points earlier at session lows. The S&P 500 lifted 0.9 and the Nasdaq also added some ground at 211 points. Now, over in Europe, the optimism continues. The pan-euro rose by 0.8, with tech stocks gaining as investor fears ease over higher interest rates. Both the DAX and FTSE gainers too. In commodities, oil price climbing 3%, and closer to home in Asia, the Asian equities and the dollar struggled to find direction. Now, the Nikkei fell 0.9% as trading resumed after holiday Monday, and Hong Kong ticking 0.1% higher, with China's 300 index shedding 0.8 as the markets navigate large-scale local lockdowns. Overseas data, we're waiting on Japan's November current account. China and US inflation data are also due, as well as the Fed's beige book. Now, local markets. The Australian share market looks set to rebound today following a stronger night of trade on Wall Street. The ASX 200 is expected to open the day 53 points or 0.7 higher this morning. Energy producers such as Beach and Woodside are tipped by some to have a good day off the back of positive global oil prices. Now, overnight confidence is tipped to flow through to tech stocks today, with our local market tipped to gain. In local reporting, Australian investors will be looking to job vacancies and engineering construction data released later today. That's finance.
Plenty happening. Thank you very much, Sarah.